KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear skies. It's 37 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 66. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a Nebraska man was arrested Thursday evening after his vehicle nearly hit an Adams County Sheriff's vehicle. Deputies were on patrol around 6:45 p.m. when the patrol vehicle was nearly struck from the rear as it was traveling westbound on Highway 34 near the intersection with Highway 148. Following a traffic stop, the driver of the other vehicle, identified as Alan Michael Lee Smith of Omaha, admitted to recently smoking marijuana and was found to have a suspended license. The canine Baxo was deployed and gave a positive indication to the odor of narcotics. A probable cause search of the vehicle was conducted, and upon further investigation, Smith was arrested for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance alprazolam, possession of a controlled substance clonazepam, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, child endangerment, and driving under suspension. Smith was also cited for following too closely. A female passenger of the vehicle, Alex Samborski, was cited and released on a child endangerment and possession of a controlled substance, alprazolam charge. And at around 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, Adams County deputies say they observed a vehicle operated by Fred William Ehrman. Deputies were aware that Ehrman's driving status was revoked from a previous OWI. He was arrested for driving while revoked, failed to file SR-22 insurance, interlock device required, and interference with official acts. Ehrman was additionally cited for not having insurance. Four people, including a woman from Atlantic, were injured during a crash early Thursday morning in eastern Iowa's Johnson County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2007 Chevy Cobalt driven by 39-year-old Douglas W. Walker of Conesville went past the intended off-ramp at Highway 218 South and the I-80 West interchange at mile marker 237. Walker made a U-turn from West I-80 to East I-80 at a no-U-turn signed utility crossover. He turned from the number two lane across the number one lane and was struck broadside on the driver's side by a 2006 Mercury Mountaineer SUV. The SUV was driven by 19-year-old Luke Flickinger of St. Charles. Both vehicles then came to rest on their top. Both drivers were transported to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics, with Walker having been flown by helicopter and Flickinger transported by Johnson County Ambulance Service. Two passengers, 51-year-old Michelle Darrow of Atlantic and 25-year-old Michaela Helton of St. Charles, were transported to the same hospital by Johnson County Ambulance. The accident, which happened at around 2:27 a.m. Thursday, caused traffic to be rerouted for 2 hours. The crash remains under investigation. Police say a motorcyclist has been killed in a crash in northeastern Omaha near the city's airport, and an unidentified 27-year-old man from Council Bluffs could face charges. 45-year-old Michael Laughlin was on the cycle Wednesday afternoon heading south on 11th Street in Omaha when a northbound car turned left in front of the bike, causing the crash. The car then slid into an eastbound pickup truck. Laughlin was taken to an Omaha hospital where he died. The 27-year-old Council Bluffs man was not injured, and the driver of the pickup was not injured. Charges in the case are currently pending. A former Western Iowa high school teacher has been arrested and charged on suspicion of having sex with one of his students. Police in Council Bluffs say 56-year-old Mark Mandel of Crescent was arrested Thursday at his home on two charges of sexual exploitation by a school employee. Police say an investigation that began last month revealed a sexual relationship between Mandel while he was Abraham Lincoln's high school band teacher and a 17-year-old student. Officials say Mandel is no longer employed by the school and the student is no longer attending classes after having met all graduation requirements. The age of sexual consent in Iowa is 16, but state law prohibits school employees from having any sexual contact with students. A man from Pottawatomie County was sentenced Wednesday to just shy of 13 years in prison for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. A U.S. District Court judge ordered 32-year-old Kenneth Ryan Hartwell to serve 154 months in prison, followed by a supervised term of release of 5 years. In April of last year, Council Bluffs police had stopped a vehicle leaving an area that police were dispatched to with regard to reports of vehicle burglaries. Hartwell was the driver and only occupant of the vehicle. Law enforcement determined he had a suspended license. When Hartwell was asked to exit the vehicle, police discovered marijuana and a scale in the driver's side door panel. In a search subsequent to the stop, Council Bluffs police located 5 pounds of methamphetamine and over $16,000 in cash. His case was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And officials for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said also on Thursday that on Wednesday, 31-year-old Michael Anthony Santistevan was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs to about 19 and a half years in prison for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. Santistevan's 235-month prison term will also be followed by a term of supervised release for 5 years. On May 21st of last year, Santistevan was stopped by a Pottawatomie County deputy for speeding on Interstate 80. Santistevan was the only occupant of the rental vehicle. The rental car company was contacted and the return vehicle was overdue. Santistevan was not the renter nor an authorized driver. The deputy issued Santistevan a traffic citation for speeding and requested permission to search the vehicle. During the search, a certified narcotics canine was utilized for and alerted to the odor of narcotics on the rear of the vehicle. Deputies then located 15 pounds of methamphetamine inside of a tire in the vehicle. The case was investigated by the Pott County Sheriff's Office and Council Bluffs Police and again prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Police in Creston report that 22-year-old Keegan Wayne Williams of Creston was arrested Thursday morning on a Union County warrant for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Williams was later released on a $2,000 bond. Authorities said also that a resident to the 500 block of Levy Street and a woman in the 900 block of West Jefferson reported that sometime between the nights from Wednesday into Thursday, someone had broken out windows on their vehicle. The one vehicle had a broken back driver's side window on a truck. The other vehicle had a broken front driver's side window on the car while they were parked in front of their owner's respective residence. Loss was estimated at $600. In our funeral announcements, Paul Marshall Jr., age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Paul Marshall Jr. will be this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Philip Schaberg, age 92, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Philip Schaberg will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Nancy Monk, age 78, of Exira, died Monday. A celebration of life memorial graveside service for Nancy Monk will be today at 2 o'clock in the Arlington Heights Cemetery at Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Nicholas Gross, age 54, of Glenwood, died January 23rd. A massive Christian burial for Nicholas Gross will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mary Elnor Knaus, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died January 31st. A memorial mass for Elnor Knaus will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Carmen Regals, age 76, of Marnie, died April 7th. Funeral services for Carmen Regals will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Todd Ebel, age 51, of Bridgewater, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Todd Ebel will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Abby Ward, age 57, of Lewis, died April 17th. Funeral services for Abby Ward will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Larry Wales, age 76, of Boone, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Larry Wales will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Marion Street United Methodist Church in Boone. Schroeder Reimers Memorial Chapel in Boone has arrangements. Twyla Tipling, age 77, of Fontenelle, died Thursday in Greenfield. Celebration of life services for Twyla Tipling will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. And Norma Winters, age 92, of Greenfield, died today at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Norma Winters are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.